you were born on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, when you were born, I had left the hospital.
Man, Daddy, you was gone.
I guess I went out to
you. You ain't been gone yet since then. It's like ever since then, you've been right there,
right
though.
By your side.
Right.
I got right back to the hospital right after the delivery. The doctor brought you out for me to visit in the visiting room, and you were trying to put your thumb in your mouth, and he says to me, she's hungry. She hadn't had her noonday meal yet, and I've always teased you about that. And we brought you home on Thanksgiving, and the strange things about that, Candy, I had never remembered it snowing on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And the day that we left the hospital, when we got out of the car to go into the house, I remember big snowflakes falling.
I can remember when I used to go to school at Mount Vernon Christian Academy downtown. You would pick me up from school, and you'd be in your truck, and you'd always have something in your lunchbox for me to snack on.
I would always furnish that noonday meal
there
for
you. Potato chips and an RC Cola, and I thought that was like the best thing since sliced bread. You would hold the Coke while I ate the cookies, and then when I wanted something to drink, you would hold the cookies and give me the Coke. You remember?
And you would always want to carry the Coke and the cookies at the same time with your little hand.
And waste it.
And you would waste it all on my seat of my truck. And I didn't like that part of bringing it to you.
And the people I went to high school would still ask about you, which meant you was at the school way too much.
Yes, I did.
I'm joking. I did
spend a lot of time at your high school. I was a participant in the
How your daddy truck? They remember you in the truck.
I was a part of the PTA, the band booster. And I can remember that.
Yep.
I was well known in the office there.
You weren't there at my birth, but been there on every major occasion since. I can remember growing up, I thought you were a giant. You just seemed so big. You were tall, and it seemed like you were as wide as a door, and your hands were like bricks. And I remember thinking, he is so big and strong. He can beat up anybody. So nobody can mess with me. And I can remember when I called and told you that I had gotten accepted into graduate school. And you seemed just as excited as I was. And then when I graduated, and you were there.
And I'm very proud of the way you've stepped out in life and grown into be the young lady that, you know, I'm proud of.
Well, I thank God for you. And I just love you very, very much.